What is up? This is College Bound with Ryan Messinger.
And Aaron Brock.
And today we have a special guest. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Catherine Carmen, and I'm a senior at Port Washington High School, and I'm playing lacrosse at Virginia Tech.
Why did you commit to Virginia Tech? And, like, why did you choose, like, this school over different schools, other schools?
I think it came down to, like, of course, like, the lacrosse, but also the school was, like, the main reason. And what stood out to other schools is, like, it had everything I wanted with other sports, the culture there, the academics, just the all-around, like, vibe of it. They really, like, treat their athletes well, and it just felt the best with the coaches and the players, and it just felt like the best choice for me.
Yeah, it sounds like a perfect environment. Mm-hmm. Did you have a hard time contemplating which school to choose?
Honestly, I would say yes, because I was deciding between a few schools, and every visit I would go on, I would be like, oh, I like this one. And then it took like a few days to really think about it, because the process is really fast. And so after a few days, I was just like, wait, I think Virginia Tech's the right one for me. And, like, the other school I was deciding by, it was a completely different school. It had, like, 4,000 kids in it. So I was like, do I want a big school, a small school? But in the end, I think I made the right choice.
Did your friends have, like, a role to play in you choosing it, or was it just mostly you?
Honestly, not. I would say no. I obviously told them, like, everything that was going on, and they were just like, do what's best for you, and, like, don't make, like, outside distractions. Like, don't let other people's choices, like, decide where you want to go. And I would say they're very supportive, like, with whatever I did.
Do you have any goals you would like to accomplish before playing for Virginia Tech?
I would say with our port team, I'm hoping to win a county championship. This will be my fifth year on the team. So it's something we've always wanted to do, and every single year we get closer and closer. So it's something that is so possible, and I would love to do that before I go to college.
What do you like most about your sport? Is there a certain position you like to play most, or is it just like the competition?
So I play midfield, and then I also take the draw. But in college, I'm probably going to go more to an attack draw role, just because doing midfield, like, you're playing the whole field, it's just a lot. So I would say what I like the most is it kind of combines, like, a lot of sports into one when you, like, really think about it. And that's what, like, really drew me to it, because I started pretty late compared to, like, a lot of my friends. So I don't know. It just, like, something stuck out and then about it, and then I just started playing, and then I realized this is the sport I want to play. Because I played tennis, like, growing up my whole life, and they're obviously very different. Mm-hmm. But then this is, like, the first, like, I feel like everyone plays soccer when they grow up, but
yeah.
So I don't know. This was, like, the second, I mean, and I played basketball, but, like, I was never, like, good at it. I don't have the height. But then, like, ever since I played lacrosse, like, I just knew this was a sport for me.
How do your teammates help you be the best athlete you can?
Yeah, I would say every day, like, practice, out of practice, we just try to push each other as best as we can to just make each other the best versions of ourselves, and that's all that matters. Like, maybe some games you don't win or stuff, but as long as you know you've tried your hardest and, like, you're the best version you've put out there, like, that's all you really need.
What do you like in a team? Do you like if the team would, like, tell you if you do something wrong, or if they're just, like, really nice and everyone's really close?
I would say, so coming from, like, club and then high school, it's very different. My club team, we're all, like, best friends. Like, we just, when we get on the field, we just, like, turn that off, like, and we just, like, have to, like, lock in, because that's really where you get recruited, was from club. And it's, like, we've built that standard of, like, on the field, off the field, like, just that challenge. And then in high school, I would say it's now, like, you're putting, like, some of my best friends are also my friend group, so you have them on the team, and I love it. It's so fun, but it's, like, it creates a bigger challenge. Not challenge, like, in practice, like, we would sometimes, like, want to, like, talk about other things, but then it would be, like, wait, no, we have to, like, have a goal, and we can't just, like, forget about it.
Yeah, it's kind of the same, like, what I have in baseball. A lot of my friends play baseball with me, and it's kind of hard to just stay focused on the
game. Yeah. And then also, it's, like, I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had, like, a a really impactful coach, a coach that taught you most of the game or gave you a piece of advice that you still remember?
I would say, I don't know if it's more of a coach. I had, so, Coach Giordano, she's been my coach since 9th grade, and then before that I've known her from my club, like the old club I was on. So I've always known her, and she's always been like, if I need anything, whether it's like life or lacrosse, like she was always there for me, and like she always will be. And so just like knowing I have someone that, even when I had a bad game and stuff, it didn't matter, like as long as like she knew I tried, not even like tried, just knew if I like learned from it, anything like that, she's always been there. So it's like having a coach that knows that, and like you have a lot of coaches like if you don't perform well, you're taken out and you don't really get like, that's just it. And like there's no like, it makes you feel bad about yourself, things like that. She's never been like that. And then I'd also say my 8th grade year on the team, I had a coach, she was only there for 1 year, but she was so impactful to me, and she really wanted, like that year made me want to play college lacrosse. And I don't know if it's like one saying she said, but like the whole year it just showed me like what I want to do for like the like for my college career, like how I want to get there, and like it like set the tone for like when I entered high school. And like even the people on that team, the 8th grade team, like it just showed how much of a family the team was, and it just honestly, like, that's all. Yeah,
I've had a few coaches that would like talk to me about any mistakes I had, and they would always just really help me if I was down.
Yeah, and it makes such a difference.
Yeah.
Coming from, like, if you have, like, I see people that have coaches that are the total opposite,
yeah.
And it, like, you, they just hate it. They end up hating the sport, hating their teammates, and I'm thankful I don't have that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We talked about, like, your goals a little bit before, but, like, do you have any more goals, like, mainly in your sports career?
Yeah, like, after college.
After college?
Yeah.
I haven't really thought about, like, like, do you mean, like, in college?
No, like, more if you want to, like, join a league after that or something like that.
Honestly, I've said it to all my friends. I feel like after college, I don't know if I would join. It all just, like, depends because lacrosse is such a upcoming, like, new sport, and they just announced, like, a pro league for lacrosse. So, like, you can't really, like, there's leagues and stuff, but there's no, like, real pro out of it yet. Like, they have it for, like, the men's, they have one right now, but for women's, like, you can't really make a living off that. And I don't know if I would get into coaching. And so I think I would just, like, take the normal route, what everyone else is doing. And lacrosse, like, I've always wanted to play in college, and it's, like, a dream come true. But I feel like after that, I might be done. Maybe I'll get into, like, marathons and stuff.
What motivated you to pursue this sports career? And, like, how old were you when you first started? Like,
mm-hmm.
Were you previously interested? Anything
mm-hmm.
about the sport.
So my family is extremely athletic, and I'm so thankful for that. So ever since I was little, we were all so competitive with each other. Like, we always want to be the best in whatever it is. And so my two older siblings, they play college tennis. So that was all what I was around growing up, was tennis. And that's how I started playing tennis. So for my first, like, till I was 4th grade, that was, like, I didn't even know lacrosse. Like, I knew what it was because my friends played, but I never played, never touched a stick. It was all tennis. Like, I would come home on weekdays at, like, 9:30, 10 o'clock, and, like, I would leave right after school just to go play tennis in, like, the city. Just, that was my whole thing, was tennis. And then it came to, I realized I hated tennis because, I don't know, it just never was for me. And then my friends actually were, like, just play, like, PYA lacrosse, and I was like, and I didn't really think anything of it. I was like, maybe I should. And then after that, like, my parents are like, you don't have to play tennis if you really don't want to. And then that's where, like, lacrosse came on, and then I just, like, took it as a goal to, like, every single day, like, trying to get better and better every single time. So it just, like, it was a build up, but I started in 4th grade. My first year of 4th grade was, like, the first year I started, but I would say 5th grade is when I started. And compared to, like, the other people in my position, like, that's very late for lacrosse. People start, like, kindergarten, 1st grade, so I was a little behind, but honestly, like, I don't know if that stopped me. I would just say it kind of just made me want to, like, even, like, work harder just to get back, just to, like, even, like, get with, like, the other players and, like, try to be on their level.
Yeah, my family's super competitive, too. Like, my dad, when I was like 6 years old, mm-hmm. if we were playing basketball, he would like push me out of the way for a rebound. And when I was like three, my sister threw my shoe across the room so she could be the first out the door.
Yeah, and I wouldn't change it any other way. I love having such a competitive family.
Have you ever had like an injury or a streak where you like weren't able to score a goal that you had to overcome? And how did you overcome it?
So I'm so lucky and so fortunate that I have not like had a major injury like that. Like I get sprained ankles like here and there, but like I'll just play on them the next day. Not a good thing to do, but I have like a foot. I have to wear like special insoles, but like nothing like that doesn't stop. It just like I just have to wear it so my feet don't hurt. But I would say I did have a very, this year actually was like the first time I've ever experienced it when I look back in the season and like I realize, like for me personally, like I look back and I'm like, that was not my best season. And that's not like a good feeling to have because it's like you work so hard and then you just don't have a good season. So I think that came more like mental. I never like, from being on the team for so long, like I've never experienced being an upperclassman and like the roles that has taken. And I just, like, I let it, I don't know if it let it get to me, but I was just, like, I was so worried on, like, making sure everyone was okay to an extent that when I would get into a game, I would just, like, not mentally in it. And I don't know, it just, like, gave me, like, a blockage when I want, it honestly made me hate lacrosse for a little bit, and not hate, but, like, it just brought me, like, a very big distance from the sport. And now, like, I look back, and, like, again, I love lacrosse so much, want to be the best, but I look back, and I'm, like, okay, make sure, like, you are doing this for yourself before like you worry about everyone else. So it was a learning journey, but now I'm back and I'm ready for the season and to have the best season with my best friends and yeah.
How do you recover from a setback or poor performance?
I would say this is still something I'm trying to learn as well is I think every game, whether it was good or bad, you can look back on and you learn. Like if you had a bad performance, you see it everywhere. Everyone makes mistakes, and, like, everyone strives to be perfect, but at the end of the day, like, that's just something that can't happen. Like, you could get so close to it, but it's, like, just telling yourself, like, as long as you get back up and try again, like, that's the best you can do, and, like, never quit, because quitting's, like, the worst thing you can do, and it's just telling yourself that you'll never get there, and I would just say just, like, keep going and don't quit.
Yeah, I always tell myself, if you quit, then you're just going to look even worse. You're going to look like the laziest person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate quitting.
Mm-hmm. And it's something that, like, it honestly, I don't think about it a lot, but, like, I'm always like, don't take the easy route out. You didn't go all this way just to take the easy route out.
Yeah. How do you maintain your fitness level during the off season? Is there a diet or a workout routine, anything like that?
So over the off season, I kind of go like through a whole like cycle. So right after like the season, this was the first year, like this last year, that I didn't have a lot of like club tournaments because it's usually a very long season. It starts, you have fall ball, which is all of November and a little bit of December, which is just a tournament every single weekend. And like those take a lot out of you. And then you have December, which is like maybe you go to like a few camps and stuff, and then January you're just, it's off season, and then now you're getting into preseason, which is in March. Well, March starts the season, but before that, like, you're trying to be the best condition. So those months is like when after the November is where I try to like get my conditioning at like the highest peak ever, because in the season, like, my main goal and what I try to have every single season is to be the best in shape on the team. Like, to be able to run through my competition and whatever. Just being able to have the best stamina is something that I think separates two players. Like, you can be the best player and stuff, but if you can't be able to, like catch a breath and, like, things like that, then I think it's huge. So those I'm, like, strength training, but really focusing on my conditioning. As well as, like, the lacrosse, but that's, like, more of, like, the, what's it called? What is it called? Like, what I'm trying to focus on. Mm-hmm. And then you go through the season, and that's March to, like, end of May, which, honestly, during those months is, I'm focused on, like, the season, but also I'm still strength training 2 times a week, just very light, just because, it's injury prevention. You don't want to go through the season just, like, lose all what you've worked for, because that's how a lot of people get injured, is they forget that part. And then just, like, stretching, going to shoot outside, if I, whatever. Whatever I think needs to be worked on, that's what I work on then. And then right after that, you go to June to, like, beginning to middle of August is, like, full club circuit. And this is this takes a lot of strain out of you, because you're just go, go, go. You have, like, 4 games a day, and it's just a lot. But this year, I did not have that, because it was my last year of club, so I only had a few tournaments. So, honestly, this summer was, like, more just, like, since it was my first summer of, like, not having a lot of lacrosse, it was just, like, to enjoy myself, because I've never had a summer like that since I was probably in sixth grade. So, it was a very big shock, but, again, I'm still doing the same thing, not a lot of conditioning, because I don't really need to be on tip-top shape. That's, like, not what my main goal is at this part of the season. It's more to get stronger, faster, like my lacrosse, my stick skills, things like that, trying to get that to, like, the peak. So it all just, like, kind of works with each other and, like, intertwines. And, like, what I'm doing right now is I'm starting the conditioning. Honestly, I'm a little behind on it. Don't tell anyone that, but because I have a tournament this weekend, and I'm a little behind on the conditioning, but I think it'll be okay. But it kind of, like, goes in a cycle of, like, you want to be at your tip-top shape right before season, and then you could, like, at the end of the season, when it's ending, it's the opposite. You're just, like, recovering, getting your body back, and then just building up again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try to have, like, a good diet, and sometimes I, like, read, too, just to get my mind in the right space. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I'm not a huge reader. I try to get into it. I've read a few books, but that's something I do want to work on.
Do you have any advice for athletes looking to commit to colleges?
Yeah, I would say, honestly, I said it today to my friends, because you're actually talking about it, is whatever you put in is what's going to come out. If you want to, like, let's say your goal is to play in college, you can't just, like, say that if you don't do anything, if that makes sense. Like, you have to put the work in, and then, like, that's, in my opinion, that's what will come out. Like, once what you know and you feel confident of what you've put in is what will come out. So, whether that's any division and whatever your goals are, that's what I have to say. And, like, it gets hard at times, but honestly, just put the work in and everything will be okay. Maybe you don't get to commit to college. Like, other things will open up, you'll learn from it. And, like, even the things I haven't gotten that I wished that my dreams were, like, I've learned from it, and it makes you the person you are, and it'll make you stronger and better as you keep going on. Whether it's, like, not in sports, whether it's anything.
Yep. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
This was our episode for today. This is WDOT Port Washington. You're on the dot. Depression affects over 2.7 million children and adolescents. Sadly, 60% of those children and adolescents don't receive any treatments or help for their depression. If you feel depressed, or if you know or see anyone who is depressed, don't be embarrassed to ask anyone for help. It's okay to not be okay. If you want to, come to the varsity boys basketball game tonight. Go Vikings! This has been College Bound with Ryan Messinger.
And Aaron Bro.
And that was our show.